close to 80 people gathered in the tribal hall to hear from candidates. As a retired teacher, Cora McGuire says education needs more funding.
And teachers need to be paid higher wages, and the classroom should be have a lower number of students.
But McGuire also attended the forum to hear candidates' views on how to bring down the cost of energy.
I think we pay too much for oil. There should be, you know, other alternatives that people can still make a living and not pay everything into oil.
Back to having viable resources in the and keeping the village communities alive.
That's Renee Singh. She grew up in Tanana. She's 53 and she now lives in North Pole. She agrees education needs more funding and the cost of energy is too high. But she also came to the forum to hear what candidates had to say about rural subsistence.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Subsistence issues there are at the forefront.
We're always depending on fish on Yukon, and, you know, and we'd like it to where we can start fishing again, mainly.
Thomas Millell is from Grayling. He came to the forum because of how he believes subsistence rights are changing.
It seems like the village people are getting kind of left out because you get swarmed by too many hunters. I don't know if there's anything anybody could do about that, but we're getting more hunters than there are animals.
Candidates also answered questions about increasing student success in rural communities, tribal sovereignty, and the availability of medical care in remote communities. The forum was sponsored by the Tanana Chiefs Conference, Doyon Limited, and the Fairbanks Native Association. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.